Okay, fine. So first of all, before we start, I just want to say whatever learning we do tonight, it should be b'schus refu shalema. Oy, there are a lot of cholam. Yosef ben Esther, Aaron Shaul ben Racha, Eliezer Yitzchak ben Shifra, Zalman Dov ben Esther, Zev Melch ben Bedina, Av Shmuel ben Rachel, Gimpel Daniel Mordechai ben Sar Ita Cohen, Eliezer Yehuda ben Chaya, V'soch Shar Chol Yisrael. Oy, okay. So I don't know if everyone's in this WhatsApp group that Rabbi Katz put together, but I sent something in from the Haggadah Lefalgus Ruvain. That's from this Haggadah right here, Rav Ruvain Bengis, Rav Zelig Ruvain Bengis. He was a Gaon. He died in the 1950s. He was born in, I think, the 1840s or so. I wrote it down. He lived from 1864 to 1953, so he's about 89 years old. He was a ginormous Talmud Chacham. He learned in Volozhin under the Netziv, and they said he knew Shas backwards and forwards. Now, stories like that are pretty wild, but apparently the Reb Chaim was like curious if it's really MS, and he called him in to give him Bechina, and he passed it. Apparently there was a big veer who came to give a fahir to him, like some rich guy came to Volozhin with like a nice, like with a case of wine, and said, if you pass my Bechina, I'll give the yeshiva the wine. It was a very fancy wine, and it would have been a big kavod to the yeshiva if they got this wine. So apparently, this is the Bechina he gave him. He took out a Masechta, and he said, I'm going to test you from two different Mishnayos. And he said, okay, fine. So he said, you have to start this Mishnah somewhere random in the Masechta, and then read the next Mishnah somewhere else in the Masechta, you know, Baal Peh. So that doesn't seem like the craziest Bechina. You just have to know Mishnayos Baal Peh. But the way he wanted Rav Ruvain to say the Mishnayos was alternate, meaning say the first word and the first word and then the second word and the second word and so on and so on and so on. And he passed it, and the guy was blown away. His mamish had goin oilam. He was an Eloi. Everyone knew that. So he actually became, he moved to Israel in the 1900s. I think it was the early 1900s or so. And they wanted him to take over for Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld as the Rosh Av Beis Din of the Eidei Charedus. But he would, in theory, have opposed Rav Kook, meaning his, quote, counterpart would have been Rav Kook, and he didn't want to do that because he learned in yeshiva with Rav Kook. He didn't want to appear to be a rival. So it was only after Rav Kook passed on that he took a more prominent role, let's say, within Eretz Yisrael as like the chief rabbi or Av Beis Din or something like that. So he's a fantastic, fantastic Talmud Chacham, and his Torah is really gishmak. His Haggadah is so, I mean, I haven't gone through all of it yet, Mirtz Hashem, but a lot of this stuff is very cool. His Lamdus is really good. His Vartlach is really good. So it's a fascinating Haggadah. So he had a piece here in the Hakdama where he goes through a couple different inyanim. He talks about Chodesh Nisan, he talks about Shabbos Haggadah. So he has a piece here on page Chaf, on Amr Chaf, in his Haggadah, about Haggalas Kelim, so cleaning Kelim. Big kashas right now, what to do, or Shailas and Halacha, what we should be doing about Tfilas Kelim, Haggalas Kelim, things like that. They're not going to be the community Haggalas Kelim, there's not going to be the community Bir Chameis. Lots of different Shailas are coming up. It's good to see you, Koenig, getting dressed for Shir. Beautiful, you're like my guys in the morning now. Nah, stop messing around. Anyway, so he has a piece here, Haggalas Kelim B'derech Drush. So he says the following. Okay, I'm going to pop it on. I guess, I don't know if everyone here got the WhatsApp, so I actually can do something. I'm going to do the following. I'm going to share screen so that everyone can see it. Everybody with me? Fancy? I feel bad. I just like it, seeing everyone's face, you know? Okay, fine. We'll figure it out. Anyway, one second. I'm just resizing here so I can see more people. Okay. Anyway, so he says like this. He quotes a Gemara in Pesachim on Lamed Amabez. Omerli Ravina l'Rav Ashi. So Ravina says to Rav Ashi, Hani sakini bepischa hechi avdinan lehu. What should I do about my knives for Yontif? Right, how do I go about kashering my knives? So Omerli, lididi chadata ka avdinan. For me, I just get new ones. So he says back to him, again, Ravina now says back to Rav Ashi, Tenach mar de'efshar leh. So great, that works for you. You're able to do that. But the low efsherle mai. But what if someone can't buy new knives? What should they do? Amarle ana kein chadata kamina. He said to him, No. I make them like they're new. Meaning, his point is, you kasher them. And the hiksha taz. The taz wonders in Orchaim Simin Tafna and Aleph Sifkatan Hay. My kamar of Ashi lididi. Right? It's a very bizarre back and forth if we think about it for a second. Right? Sometimes we read Gemaras too quickly and we just get the main point, but we don't sit on the words and appreciate the lashon that the Tanam and Amorim are using, and it would behoove us to think a little bit. And, you know, for sure, on a halachic level, on a lundus level, but even on a Bederach Jerush, there's a lot that we can learn from these lines. So the Taz says like this. Ravashi says, Lididi. Lididi chadata ka'avdinan. For me, I get new ones. So imzo halacha, if that's really the halacha, azhi hora lako, v'lo rak bishvilo. Right, what's he, if this is the halacha, so then why is he saying it as if like, oh, it's only shayach to him? V'od, and furthermore, mahi shivlo ravina, tinach mar de'efshar, like, well, that works for you. So then again, mimon avshach, im zemi ikar hadin, if that's really the halacha, azafilu im lo asher lo chayv l'kayim as halacha, meaning even if it doesn't matter whether it's possible or not, that's halacha, that's halacha. So ayin sham shemazir shebe'etzim lo hayezeh elochumra. So look at the Taz, and he goes on to explain that this is really alochumra, and not mikar hadin. But he says, let's say like this, second paragraph. He says, but we can take this whole Gemara in another direction, and I think it's a fascinating point. There are four different ways in which we can be machshir kelim. There's tzonin, where you can put it into cold. Hagala, right, that's boiling water. Libun is with fire, right? There's libun ka, libun chamor. And then there's shvira, there's actually breaking the kelim. Right? So different, depending on what type of kli you're trying to kasher, that's going to, you know, dictate the way in which you are kashering the kelim. So then he says like this, ukenegdim bitaharas anefesh. So while it's true, sorry, let me scroll up if you're following on the screen, I just realized I didn't do that. So while it's true klape physical utensils, so we're saying it's true for our taharas anefesh as well. Haloyesh arba chiluke kapara hanun biyuma pevav amaraf. The Gemara in Yuma says that there are four different types of chiluke kapara, four different ways in which we break up kapara, four different categories of, let's say, sins that require some sort of kapara. The first one is bitul mitzvah sase, right? So you get lazy, you decide not to do a certain mitzvah, you just let it go. Then there's avara lo sase, then there's being over on a lav, you do something you should not have done. Then there's avar chayave krisus, you're over on something that's a chiv krisus. Umechal Hashem, and then the last one, the most chamor, rachman otzlan, is when someone is mechal Hashem Shemaim. And he says like this, V'yesh lefari shekol echer me'ofnei hechsher kelim mishtamshim gam lehechsher kaparas anefesh. So he says, just like there are four ways in which you can kasher a kli, and it makes it kosher again, so too, on a spiritual level for ourselves, there's a way in which you can kasher yourself, so to speak, right? And it requires the same sort of hechsher, and you can come out with a kapar, you can come out b'derech tahor. He says, mishim evatel esei. So when someone is over on an is mevatel an essay, right? They get lazy, they don't put on tefillin, they don't daven, they whatever it is, right? You say, I'm not gonna have malav malka motzei shabbos. You say, I'm not gonna have shal shudis. I don't know. So that person, mish mevatel essay, maspik tzonein l'shafshef imenu tumaso, right? You have to rub it with cold water, shifshof. You have to actually scrub a little bit, and you have to scrub away the tuma. Why? Ki gam hu chet ba'avodas Hashem tzonenes, right? Why did a person let a mitzvah go? It wasn't like there was a taiva. He was just lazy. Shelo bara bekirbo yiras Hashem. You don't have this fire, this rishpe es, this shalheves, this hislavas for avodas Hashem, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for mitzvos. Shelo bara bekirbo yiras Hashem. You didn't have that inside of you. Vehera krirus lavodas boro. So there was a sense of krirus, right? There was a coldness, there was a callousness that you have towards mitzvos. And because of that, the kapara, so to speak, azdai bishvilo hadacha kala kemotzonin, so there's some sort of stain of a chit that's on your neshama, on our neshama, and because of that, we have to go ahead and use the shifshof b'derech tzonin to clean that off. But he says, Vaiter, aval misha avar alosa say, someone who's over on a lav, hare avar al ratzon Hashem b'chamimas yitzro b'tavaso. Someone who's over on a losa say, so we did something that Hashem told us not to do, and it was clear we only did that because we had this burning taiva to do that thing, whatever it may be. And only if you cleanse that with a burning, boiling fire, or water, excuse me, a burning, bubbling water that's on fire, that's what I meant to say. Only through that hagala, can you actually cleanse that chit. Zohi kaparas Yom Kippurim, and fundamentally, that's what Yom Kippur is. Al yidei chamimas gufo, let's scroll up back to the top here. Right? There's a chamimas where we kind of like basically zap the body of all its kochos, and we totally, you know, do away with all the physical things, all the things that would connect to taivas, whatever it may be. We kind of push them aside and focus kulo la Hashem, all on the ruchni and not on the chomer. V'ilu akad ashlishis, and then the third kat. Mishin is chayiv chayove krisa. So someone who rachmano letzlan is chayiv kares, right? So hold on one second. I just want to Okay. Someone who's chayiv krisus tzarich liban od yoser chazak haynu al yidei eish mamish. So someone who's chayiv krisus. I just saw this morning in my shiur over Zoom in Ida Crown. We started the third parak of Maseches Makos today, Baruch Hashem. And we were learning all about the different isurim that you can be chayiv kares and malkos for. So there's a laundry list of isurim there. But if you're over one of these chayiv krisus, so you need a more substantial or significant type of cleansing. And that can't be accomplished through hagala. You actually need liban. You need the fire. Od yotzer chazak, it's more intense. Al yidei eish mamish, it has to have a real fire. Ubizem is kapara de ish ha yisurim, and that will hopefully bring a kapara on whatever type of yisurim that we're going to come or befall a person. Shenasa kogufu saruf al yidei cholav umachovav, because the whole body through the yisurim is burning almost. He says al yidei cholav through the sickness and through the pain. The haravi garu mikulam, but the fourth one, which is almost like one has gone too far, is mechal Hashem. When one is, God forbid, mechal Hashem Shemayim, who miskapir rak b'shira sakli shuhu yom hamisa. I don't know if any of the oilam here is learning daf yomi. The past couple of days, a lot of tara, right? You have a kli cheres. The only way to be mitar, even if you're not learning daf yomi, it's still a halacha. It's a good thing to know. The only way to be mitar, let's say a kli cheres, is by breaking it. You can't kasher it in any other way. You need to totally destroy the kli, and that's the only way. So chilul Hashem, there's almost it's to the point of no return. And there needs to be a complete shvira to purify yourself. And he says like this: Lafi zen nira, shebishas hagalas hakelim. When you're magil the kelim, lefnei chag pesach tzarich kol echelis bonin bezeh. You have to think about this and be conscious on matzav nafsho. Meaning, it's not just on a physical level, not just the kelim that are in front of you, but it's true as well on a spiritual level. We have to think about it in a serious way, how we are going to be mitire ourselves. And he goes, I guess we'll read to the end of the piece here. And that's what Rav Ashi was doing, right? Again, because what happened? What do I do about knives? So Rav Ashi said to him, "Lididi, v'zehu dekamar lididi." This is what he meant. For me, ki avod the zo, he avod the pratis, the kol echad miyisrael. Right? The Taz asked the question. I don't understand. Why is he giving an answer for me? If it's a black and white halacha, so then just say this is the halacha. So he's saying for me. Well, why says Rav Bengis? The reason he's saying lididi is because the avoda of hagalas kelim b'derech drush b'derech ruchnius. Let's say it's not a drush anymore. For real, we all have to, you know, work on getting rid of the yetzer hara. We know chametz. The Gemara in Brachos on Yud Zayin tells us that we want to do, you know, Ritzeninu Lasot Sonech, we want to do your will, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ella, there are two things that prevent us from doing it. The Sor Shebi Isa and the Shibin Malchios. So the Sor Shebi Isa, right, is a reference to the Yetzer Hara. So he's saying that you have to think about it in a real way. V'in halacha klalis yechola lifsok al matzavo haruch nisho kol echad, which I think is an amazing line. It's an important line to think about, right? In halacha klalis yechola lifsok al matzavo haruch nisho kol echad. You can't have a blanket statement when it comes to ruchnis for every single person. I mean, you can say learning Torah is good and davening is good, right? Chesed is good. You know, fine. We know that there are three pillars the world stands on. But I can't tell you what's good for your ruchnius because you're a different person than I am. And we operate differently. We have different yitzhar haras. We have different yitzhar tovs. We have different family backgrounds. We have different religious backgrounds. There's so many different pratim that are going to, you know, not just dictate, but they're going to have a serious, you know, part, let's say, in the different, you know, things that we do and the way in which we lead our lives. And therefore, he can't give a blanket statement in terms of the derech of Hagala. V'amar al atzmo, lididi chadata avdinan. For me, I make new. Shehu lo tzarech laso shum davar lekelav. Right, it's funny. Lididi chadata avdinan. He wasn't talking about his kelim. He said, for me, I need to make new. Shehu lo tzarech laso shum davar lekelav. Or tzalomar, meaning, shehu lo tzarech his bonenus v'hamusr ayidei hechshir kelav. Meaning, he's saying, I know for myself already that I need to be working on myself. I don't need to go ahead and have Hagalas Kalim on Yom Tiv to be working on myself. Al Zeh Heshiv Ravina, that's what Ravina said back to him, Hare Atah Gadol B'Yisrael. He said, you're the Gadol B'Yisrael, you're the Gadol Hador, based on the Gemara in Gidin and Tessa Maralaf, Miyamos, Rabbi Arav Ashi, Lo Matzinu Torah Ugedula B'Makom Echad. But the point of that Gemara is, Rav Bengis is showing, that Rav Ashi was the bookend to Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. Rav Ashi was the clear-cut Gadol Hador. Well, you should probably be doing this. If you're a Kadosh and Tar, it makes sense for you to be doing this. Ulam, Tan Ravina. Ravina says, Ma Nemar Lahamon Ha'am. Right? It makes sense that you aren't being so makbid on how the galus kalim per se, because you're always working on yourself. But for the ganze welt, for hamonam, what do we do? Asher him kain tzrichim moser v'taras nefesh. We need something. Al ze amar Ravashi berov anvusanuso. He says no. In his great humility, shigam hu machshir es kalim. He says no. You missed it. When I say ledidi chadeta avdinon, I didn't mean that I was doing it all the time, and therefore I don't need to do it. When it comes to what? When it comes to Erev Yom Tov, he's saying, for Shteitzach, I need to. Alze Amar Rav Ashi B'Rovan Musanus, I'll read that line more time. Shegam hu machshir eskelo, we're on the fourth to last line, third to last line. V'kavon aso shetzerech lasos as a hechshir, ulizbonin amatzavu haruchni, ad kedei shelo b'sof yeh kamo kli chadosh. Meaning, ledidi chadeta, the vart was not that I'm excluded from this din, but you have to work on yourself so much to the point that you actually become a kli chadosh. You become a brand new kli, an ander a mensch, to be a different person, to become a new person through the Hagalas Kalim or the Hagalas Nafsho or Nafshenu, let's say, that's the goal, to become a little bit of a new person. And that's maybe the Kavana that we should be having when it comes to what? When it comes to Hagalas Kalim.